So if these fat-fighting drugs really work, are they truly a replacement for eating well and exercising?
There are fat-fighting drugs currently available, and there are new ones on in the pipeline being development. And the important thing to note is that they will never, ever be a replacement for eating well and exercising and being physically active. So these are something that we need for people to give them an edge in the fight against excess weight. Because we know everyone who eats well and exercises or moves more, we know that everyone can lose weight. What we also know is that not everyone can keep that weight off. And that's because our bodies defend a set point and they tend to bounce back up to the weight we were before. And that's where the fat-fighting drugs or obesity, anti-obesity pharmaceuticals will come into play or do come into play in helping people to keep that weight off so that they can keep going with a healthy diet and exercise.
So these drugs are best suited for perhaps as an accompaniment to weight loss, kind of just putting the tip on the iceberg so that people can lose more weight. But is the danger lying where people are relying on them solely to lose weight?
No doctor would be prescribing weight loss drugs to solely to help people lose weight. They're recommended always on the indications that come with the drug. They are always indicated for use in conjunction with a diet and exercise program, and that's approved by the Therapeutics Goods Administration. So if somebody is using these drugs without a lifestyle program, then they're actually using them in an illegal way, because the Therapeutic Goods Administration, the TGA, has only approve these drugs for use in conjunction with healthy lifestyle modification.
Right, so what kind of biological effects do these drugs have on the human body?
Okay, so weight loss pharmaceuticals, they're designed to do one of two things. Number one, they either suppress your appetite, or number two, they increase your energy expenditure, which is the number of calories you burn. And both of these mechanisms are very important, because when people do go on a diet and exercise regime, doesn't matter how they lose weight, whether it's fast or slow, with or without exercise, people will invariably experience a drop in their metabolic rate or their energy expenditure as they lose weight. And this makes them more inclined to gain the weight back after they've lost it. So, and hence contributing to this yo-yo phenomenon that so many people experience. So having a pharmaceutical that people could take during their weight management program to help counter that drop in resting metabolic rate will greatly help people to keep the weight off.
What's the danger? Danger with faux drug weight loss drugs? Because you see a lot of advertisements out there where I don't know the product, the actual names, but they're saying that it's going to reduce your stomach capacity, and so you won't feel the need to eat. Are there a lot of drugs out there that are proposing this process that you're talking about, but might in fact be detrimental to the body?
People often think that the weight loss drugs are a huge money-making venture, and it's all dirty industry out there out to make a quick buck. But actually, on the Australian market, there are only two weight loss drugs that are approved for use by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. There's only two of them, and these so far have proven safe. Although they are not yet very effective, and they need to be used for a long period of time, although they lose effectiveness over time, and they also ideally will need to be combined with other weight loss drugs which are in the pipeline for development. So there might be lots of over-the-counter products in the pharmacy that you can buy that say, oh, it's going to shrink your stomach and things like that, but these aren't backed by the years of biomedical research that prescription medications from your doctor
right, so are backed for, by. So for these legitimate prescription drug loss pharmaceuticals. This is, it obviously sounds like a step for the treatment towards obesity. Is this something that you think these drugs are going to become more commonplace?
They should be more commonplace than they are, but the trouble is the research has not been able to keep up with this massive explosion of obesity in the world. So there's currently 671 obese people in the world, 671 million obese people in the world at large, and there's even more people who are just overweight and heading towards obesity. So weight loss pharmaceuticals is something that is going to be very important for helping these people to lose the excess weight, because, you know, people will always say, oh no, it's just as easy as putting one foot in front of the other and moving your right. your body and eating less. And that's true, that is always part of the solution, but for many people,
not for
some people, it's not enough. They need also an extra edge to help to keep it off. There will always be dangers with weight loss pharmaceuticals. They do act to reduce appetite or reduce energy intake, food intake, or increase energy expenditure. And these processes are often regulated by the brain, but the brain controls many other important body processes. So they, in the history of weight loss drugs, they have had unacceptable side effects. So it's a very hard thing to get around. But, yeah, they are an important treatment option for a growing proportion of people in our population.
Absolutely. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
That's a pleasure.
That was Amanda Salas, Associate Professor at the University of Sydney's Bowden Institute of Obesity, Nutrition, Exercise and Eating Disorders, talking to us about the science behind and, in fact, future of fat-fighting drugs as a treatment for obesity, accompanying people on their weight loss journey.